We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that all poor people are stupid, lazy, and or mentally ill, that anyone with visible excess fat in any amount lacks self-control, and that some people are more equal than others. And it's time we stopped that shit. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado, but this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is my hero. My hero. So I had a mantra all ready to go. Not a very good one, mind you. Sarah is a tough act to follow when she pulls all her Harvard together into one solid punch. But mine was filmed, loaded, and ready to go. Then a Google alert brought this to me. The dangers of running while overweight. My publicist has been all over me for months now to get more active. I've had this podcast for over a year and a company for 10 months. Surely by now, I know my message and it's time to get out there more, especially if that means jumping into the fray. Problem is, I don't really like conflict. Now, I used to be that person. I would stand up and yell every time I saw injustice anywhere. Problem is, no one really appreciated it, especially the people I thought I was defending. I was pushing a conversation the world was not yet ready to hear, defending people who would side with their attackers. They didn't want my help either. They didn't want me drawing attention to them. It took a while for me to really get that. Plus, when I'm really passionate about something, I tend to preach, and not everyone appreciates that. Now that I'm out there more than ever before, the stakes are a little bit higher. I need to choose my fights carefully, because the fights I choose define me, as well as the fitness protection brand, the company, I need to remind you, Sarah quit Harvard to join, as well as the audience we serve. I owe it to the audience who relies on my leadership to think twice before speaking. And I really owe it to Sarah to choose conflict wisely. I'm choosing this fight, you guys. I will die on this hill. Tomorrow, I'm releasing an article titled The Dangers of Running Overweight, and we'll see if my publicist can find anyone who wants to discuss that with me. Because you see, the most dangerous aspect of running while overweight is the fact that no one will ever give you an A for your effort. They can't, in fact, give you credit for work they don't know you're doing, and no one knows the emotional labor required to be visibly large in this world, all the extra work you have to do to offset the fat on your body. The most dangerous part of running while overweight is that people with fit privilege will never see how hard you're trying and will encourage you to try harder, to pulverize your joints and harden your arteries in order to burn more calories, as though your body is proof positive of their thesis that you don't work hard enough, that's how you got here, and that it's obvious that what's wrong is that you're lazy. You aren't, and they would know that if they looked at you for 1 minute and saw how hard you worked. The most dangerous part of this world are the assumptions we never check, the truths we hold to be self-evident. It's time to check some assumptions, you guys. We're going to bust some truths wide open, show the world the myths they've always been. Running is bad for your knees if you're pushing yourself harder than your body is ready to go more frequently than it needs to be out there. More miles isn't better. Most people need permission to do less. Effort, by the way, is everything. It's the difference between running a high-impact sport and jogging a low-impact sport that every doctor would encourage you to pick up. By the way, running is jogging, Larry, and if running could cause miscarriage, Planned Parenthood would have run clubs, not clinics. The truths we hold to be self-evident are exactly the things we need to be talking about. the assumptions that need checking. So, the mantra. The next time someone tries to shame you because of your weight, and that can happen when you're 20 pounds overweight like I was the day my OB refused to perform a pelvic exam, clearly my pain was my laziness and bad diet, not the tumor someone else would have to find later. Or when you're much more overweight than that, which is why my husband will be seen immediately when he goes to the ER with chest pains that are actually a pulled muscle from lifting kettlebells. Look that person in the eye and say, "Oh, the great liberator got nothing on you." The truths we hold to be self-evident form the basis of the terrible advice we live by, the norms that center every conversation about weight. The truth will set you free. And the truth is that the truths we hold to be self-evident are, and have always been, lies. It's about time this world saw you for what you really are. Coached, loved, winning at life, and bigger the better when it comes to a badass like you. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.